Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Expect a Buffalo, the podcast. I'm Chad Didymanis. He's Anthony Chandra. And this week, as promised, we are joined by the third man, Professor Bones. Eddie, is it Tabone or Tabone? Tabone, right?
Silent E.
Tabone. So I thought I had it right.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Eddie Tabone, the lacrosse slash expected learning slash Buffalo Sabres guy. The third man of Expected Buffalo.
Our Wunderkind, if you will.
All right. Yes. Our tall lad.
Of all the sick freaks, the most sick.
Mm-hmm. It's the quiet well ones said. That get you.
Exactly. It's the quiet and tall ones you got to watch out for. So, as we said last week, this is the week that we are going to start off our mock off seasons, where I think we're just going to kind of run three in a row here. So, Eddie gets to go first. Anthony and I will flip a coin to see who goes second. And then whoever loses will go third. And then I think we'll pretty much be at the draft, get some more draft talk in, and then we'll be the free agency. And before you know it, it'll be August, and we'll be sitting here talking about a thing at all, because that's the way it works, and summer goes by fast. So there's the whole summer for you, booked and done, boys.
Sounds great.
Yes, sounds awesome. So we're going to get right into this mock offseason thing, but I do want to say, so don't forget, I'm going to say it out loud, because I will forget, someone remind me. Eddie, before I let you go, we got to circle back on Bandits Game 3 before I let you go. Not okay. Gonna forget that at the end. Not gonna forget that at the end while we have you.
We will not forget that. I'll get an orange writing utensil to remind me.
There you go. Good call. So those of you who don't know what a mock off season, never heard our mock off seasons, it's become like a 2 or 3 year tradition now, I think. What this is we are going to run. So Eddie is the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres today. Congratulations, Eddie. You've taken Kevin Adams' job.
Oops.
I, being Chad, am going to run the free agency portion of this mock off season. So I'll be going over with Eddie contract negotiations in terms of players he wants to re-sign that are his RFAs or his UFAs he wants to re-sign, or just free agency in general. I'll be the one who negotiates those contracts with him. Anthony will handle any trades. So Anthony will handle GM voices, of course, for those of you like that. Any trade calls that Eddie wants to make, or also incoming trade calls, will all come from Mr. Chandra.
Yes, sir.
So that is it. That is the order we will go in. So we'll go free agents, re-signings, Eddie's own players. We'll go then to the trades, then we'll go into free agency. Then once you kind of get into the trades, Eddie can kind of flip-flop whichever way he goes. I'm going to keep this all in cap friendly as we're going through it. So you have to bear with me a little bit while I press the button to click the buttons here to make it all aligned so we can make sure everything is cap compliant and makes sense. And then also we can kind of share it out, or at least have control of it. A visualization, if you will, at the end of it. Eddie, any questions before we get started?
Eddie, did we lose you? There we go.
No, there we are. No, I think I'm good. Let's fire up the hot seat here.
Let's fire up the hot seat. Okay, so as I said, we will start with your own restricted free agents or UFAs. So do you want to start RFA or do you want to start UFAs?
Let's start RFAs, because I would also like to contact the tribute video department, because we have to say goodbye to one Matai Pekar. I'm sorry. It's just got to happen. It's going to be a long one. I don't know if we're going to be able to fit it in during the game. We might have to do a full ceremony before the game, but he will not be qualified.
He will not be qualified. All right. So Pekar is not qualified. Let me make sure I get to your team here so I don't miss any guys. Okay. RFA is remaining. So Pekar is out. Do you want to pick what order you go in here?
Yeah, I'll just go down the line. Okay. Tyson Jost, 2.1.
2.1 for how long?
Just a year.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll do it. I won't give you too much fight on that one for Tyson Jost.
You should have set the tone early, Chad.
Nah, let's not get crazy here.
Make really. Eddie negotiate hard for 15 minutes with Tyson Jost.
Let's not get nuts. Okay, so Tyson Jost for 1 year agrees. Okay.
All right. Then four others, all at a year, all at 900K. Mm. We'll go Clegg, Murray, Rusek, and Weisbach.
Okay. Of those guys, do you plan to put any of them in your NHL lineup, or do I need to waste my time?
Don't waste your time.
Okay. All right. So those guys are all signed. Okay. UFAs. So remaining UFAs you have out there are Zemgus Girgensons, Joe Sassoni, Jeremy Davies, Benny Hinnestroza, Michael Hauser, Sean Malone, Lawrence Pilot, Austin Strand, and Malcolm Subban.
And we will wait on all of them.
We will wait on all of them. Okay. All will be on hold.
I got off the phone with Mr. Girgensons, and he said he would like to make it to July 1st.
Okay. Fair enough. Mm. Fair enough. He wants to hit the market, and you want to...
This isn't Dungeons and Dragons, Eddie. Okay, you can't make your own storyline. Unbelievable.
We talked before. We had pre-show negotiations, and
oh, that's nice. Thanks for cutting me in, fellas. Whatever.
We thought it was better to just go to market and see what's out there, and we can always rehash.
Mister 5 minutes late for the podcast is wondering. Yeah, why I know, we had right?
Listen, I hold the detonator.
Well, Eddie, bad news for you. You're getting Anthony all riled up because it's now going to become his show.
Every trade proposal I had in here, I'm replacing every draft pick with three firsts.
So, Eddie, the way this section will work is you tell Anthony who you want to call. But at times, your phone may ring from somebody else. But mm-hmm. Now this is you and Mr. Chandra get to have a good time. And if you want to call a free agent, you know, at this point, it's pretty much open. You can do that whenever you want. Let me know. I'll be sitting here listening to you two kind of battle it out. So take it away, Eddie.
All righty. Let's do this. My first call will be going out to the center of Canada. I would like to speak to Kevin Cheveldayoff if he is on the line, Anthony. The
center of Canada.
Yeah, this is Kevin Cheveldayoff. How you doing there, Eddie?
Oh, we're off to a great start. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, what can I do for you? I'm pressed for time here.
I'm just wondering, how are those negotiations going for that Hellebuck character of yours?
Huh, like I'm going to tell you, whippersnapper, they're not going great. What's on your mind? Are you trying to buy him?
No, I'm just trying to create small talk with my colleague here. I'm actually calling to see what kind of offer you could put together for Dylan DeMello.
Oh, Dylan DeMello. I'll make it real simple for you, Ed, because I like you. You're a good kid. You got a good face. Okay. I need a 2023 first. Straight up. That's all I need.
And you're okay with that being at the end of the lottery?
Yeah. Yep. Just your 13th overall pick, pal.
All right. You got a deal.
Wow. All right. Well, shake hands and I'll have my receptionist call yours and we'll get the paperwork going to the league office.
God, I can't do this.
Jeez. You're going to have to. It's all part of it.
I know. It's just like, wow. This is everything it was more.
We're not going to do it now. But thinking about it next year, if you call players with no trade clauses, I might step in.
Ooh.
You got to get that trade.
Well, Dylan DeMello sees where the Jets are going, and he sees the Sabres.
We're not going to do it this year, but I think next year we're going to add that wrinkle in.
But, so by the way, I do have that. Never mind. I don't want to spoil anything. Damn it, Chad.
Sorry. Okay. Dylan DeMello for the 13th overall pick, which is a trade, I'll say that. But okay,
it certainly is a trade. But frankly,
so go ahead.
But frankly, the way that they're going, I think that you get him and probably around a 3 or 4 year contract after this current 1 year he has left expires. You put him with Owen Power and you just go, and then you don't have to worry about Ryan Johnson's development. You don't have to worry about if you get jumps from Stillman or Lyubushkin. You just put him in there and you go, because everyone else in your top four is set. Just bring in the vet and just go from there. And honestly, you have three first round picks last season. All of them are at their development pace, or in the case of Kulik, they're exceeding it. If you need to think about the development of guys bringing in on a cycle, you've got those three guys from last year. You don't have to worry about this year's pick.
Fair enough. I like it.
As much as Austin will be screaming at me for that.
Listen, that's arguably one of the top three defensemen in the league. So you'll really get right. I grimaced when you did it, but I mean the logic you have behind it, it does make sense.
Exactly. All right. Next phone call. We will be going to Nashville.
Oh boy. Wait, are you ready, Anthony? Are you going to be David Poyle? You're going to be
I'm going to be Barry Trotz.
Okay.
Yeah, who's this on the line? I'm new here. I'm kind of learning all the GM's names.
Well, this is I can't do the voice, but this is Kevin Adams of the Buffalo Sabres.
You sound a lot like Eddie Tabone. I don't know, but anyway, what can I do for you?
All right, I am here to talk to you about an inquiry for Mr. Yussi Saros.
Oh, call me and I can get it Yussi for you, as the kids would say.
Oh, God.
Is that not acceptable? I'm sorry. I've gotten off to a bad start. Here's what I need for Yussi Saros, because we really would rather hang on to him. We're doing more of a retool, so you're going to have to make this worth our while, Eddie. I'm going to need four pieces from you. Okay. I'm going to need Jack Quinn. I'm going to need Victor Olofsson. I need that Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen fella. And I'm going to need your second round pick this year.
Mine or Philadelphia's?
Yours, Eddie. You don't listen too good. These kids today, always on their smartphones and tablets, not listening to what's right in front of their faces.
Happens. Listen, David, I'd love to continue talking.
It's Barry Trotz. Yeah, now the second has turned into a first.
You're being offended.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm actually getting a call on the other line here, so I will get back to you in a second.
Don't wait. Make me wait too long, all right? Yussi's a hot commodity in this league.
Promise I won't. All right, Chad, can you get me...
I think your phone's ringing.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Yep. Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. Fuck, I forgot my name. Stand by.
What is the team? I can help you.
The Flames.
Conroy.
Oh God, it's fucking Conroy. They just hired him. We're doing so good.
Fuck. No, I lost my word. I'm a mess. Okay. Here we go. Hey,
congratulations, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, this is Craig Conroy, former player, third line grinder. Okay. This is how we all sound. Eddie, I got it. Excuse me?
I think that's this how you the other sound. Line. I like that. I'm just, it's a league office. Go ahead, continue.
The league. Oh, okay. So
we bug your phones now.
I see. We're both first year GMs here, so I appreciate the oversight. So, Eddie, I understand you got a little bit of a need here in your middle six, and you got a need in net. So I'm going to make you an offer here. I'm willing to give you Elias Lindholm and Dan Vladar. Okay. What I need from you is Victor Olofsson, your 2024 first, and Jacob Bryson.
Interesting. So I want to tell you, or I want to ask you, why are you shopping a middle six forward?
Because he's got an expiring contract and we're looking to free up some cap space.
Interesting. And
yeah.
Mr. Lindholm has expressed that he doesn't want to stick around.
Why the fuck would I be calling you if he hadn't?
Well, you know,
you ask a lot of questions.
Sir, as a new GM, with all due respect, you can definitely see that you might want to bring something new to the table, and I need to make sure that I'm doing my diligence on my end.
I didn't realize I was talking to a salesman from some I don't know, dry cleaning company. Do you want the deal or not, Eddie? I've changed this voice six times as we go here, because Eddie's throwing so many curveballs at me.
And the worst part about is that the phone is rung out and I have hung up. So
that's unfortunate. You didn't want that deal, huh? You kind of burned your bridge with Calgary.
I don't need them. If I need to get them, I can throw Peyton Krebs, as he's from here, in their face, and then go back to there. I would actually like to get back on the phone with Mr. Sheveldayoff.
Oh, you want Kevin Sheveldayoff, do you?
I sure do.
I can only remember what fucking voice I used.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, all right. Anyhow, it's Kevin Sheveldayoff. How you doing? I'm pretty sure I got it, actually.
I think that sounds like you. So I have just gotten off the phone with our good friend Barry Trotz, and he told me that he's looking for four pieces for Yussi Saros. So
yeah, that's right.
I'm wondering how that compares now that I have a option to look at here. Would Luukkonen and both of my second round picks be enough for Mr. Hellebuyck?
Yeah, I'm going to need something a little better than that. I'm going to need you to replace one of those seconds with Peyton Krebs.
Ooh. Interesting. Unfortunately, we will not be taking that.
All right. Well, but, hey, listen, I appreciate your candor and your time.
Absolutely.
For not fucking hanging up on me like you did on Craig Conroy.
Wow, that drives really quickly. All right. Thank you, sir.
He called me immediately. He was very hurt. We're division rivals, but we're people at the end of the day, Eddie.
Of course, of course.
Sure, sure.
All right. Thank you very much. Can I get Chuck Fletcher on the phone?
Hello, this is Chuck Fletcher of the Philadelphia Flyers. Who am I speaking to?
Chuck, is everything okay? This is Professor Bones from Expected Buffalo.
Everything's fine. Everything's
burnt. Is Breer?
Guy, at the end of Breer is a GM.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I stole Breer's phone. Hang on. Let me change the... Danny, there's a call for you.
Hey, this is Daniel Breer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What can I do for you, Eddie?
Daniel, you sound very excited to be on the phone with me. I was here to...
I hear you're calling all the first-year GMs. And I was just, I'm proud to be on the list.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I was wondering what kind of offers you've received and would like to ponder for Carter Hart.
Well, you know, I've been looking at your roster a little bit, Eddie. And, you know, I think I've got a decent enough trade. I got actually two options for you. And I'd be proud as punch to accept either of these. All right. So first option is Carter Hart goes to you in exchange for a 2024 first and Victor Nuchev.
Okay, and what's the other option?
The second option is Carter Hart and I give you Scott Laughton, and you give me a 2023 second, Casey Mittelstadt, and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Scott Laughton? Now that is a name that I have not heard in a while.
Star Wars reference. Yeah, yeah, my kids watch that.
How's your kid doing, by the way?
You know, subject. let's change the topic. Hart and Laughton. How we feeling about right. that?
So you are offering Hart and Laughton for
a 2023 second, Casey Mittelstadt, and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Yeah.
And you would like your pick back, I would assume.
Oh, you know I would, pal.
All right.
We're thinking about offer sheets. I'm probably too cowardly to do it, but we're thinking about it.
You know, Danny, it's been great to talk to you, but unfortunately, I will have to pass on both of those offers.
You know, the other GMs told me you had no heart. Now it's literal and figurative. Goodbye.
All right. So those
Danny Breer's kind of mean, huh?
Yeah.
Damn. He always has that little feistiness to him, though. So that's expected, yeah. You know?
And when your voice sounds like that, I mean, fuck, yeah. you gotta be a little tough.
You know, all I wanted to do was just ask to see if everything's okay, you know? And I get treated.
Chuck Fletcher answered the phone.
They can't get fucked out of the building.
Up.
Can't get out of the building.
Man. We're doing great. Chad, I would like to offer Aiden Hill 2 years at $4 million.
You're skipping the trades?
He's going to free agency. We're in the both now. He can go wherever he wants.
I was told you were prepared for more trades.
All right, man, hold on. You gotta bring through my thing here and get to Aiden Hill. All right, so what is your offer here?
3 years at $4 million.
Two or three, you said?
Two.
He was at $4 million. Well, being Aiden Hill. Although a little bit out of a cup run here.
He's killing it right now.
He is. What's the plan look like over there in terms of your goaltending? I know you got Levi's. What am I looking at here? Are we splitting? Am I getting more of the minutes? What's the plan there?
Well, if I talk to my good friend Kevin Adams, obviously we'd like to have a culture of competition in our organization. So he will certainly be able to compete, but in the second year, we will be expecting that Devon Levi is around the 50 to 60 game range if everything goes the way we plan.
And what about this season?
This season, I think that Aiden can find himself in about a 41-41 split, and then hopefully neither he nor Levi face an injury. But if so, we do have Eric Comrie and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. One of them may not be here when the season starts, but they will be in the mix as well. But if Aiden performs like he has so far in this cup run, we don't see why that would be an issue.
All right, I'll tell you what. I will agree to the contract if in the second year I get a 10-team no-trade clause.
I can do a 10-team no-trade clause.
Yeah, then we have a deal. Wow. We have a deal.
Look at that.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello, Eddie. I'm the mystery GM of the Pittsburgh Penguins. You can say I'm Pittsburgh's reckoning. I hear you're interested in Marcus Peterson. Would you like to maybe hammer out a trade?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so if you want Marcus Peterson, you're going to have to give me J.J. Pateka, Jacob Bryson, and a 2023 fourth, or Gotham will be ashes.
What was that pick?
I did not hear the pick.
2023
fourth.
Fourth?
Third?
Four, as in 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, fourth.
Like the Count used to do on Sesame Street.
All right, so you, just so we're on the same page here,
one,
because as the ghost of whatever former Penguin GM you are from the expansion era, I had a little trouble hearing because, you know, phones.
If you take off my face mask, it will be very painful for you.
Oh, and I understand that. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here to elaborate. You said J.J. Pateka.
Yes.
You said Jacob Bryson.
Yes.
And you said a 2023 fourth round pick.
I did indeed. You catch on straight away. You merely adopted the trades. I was born in them, molded by it. I didn't play in UFA until I was already a man.
No. Do keep ad-libbing. I'm having a blast.
Did you plan all this out, anything? Was this like pre-recorded? Like you were like, here's what I'm going to say when I get to this guy?
It was a bit premeditated and a mix of ad living.
Sounds like he needs a nap.
Excuse me. Would you like the trade or not?
All right. I will be countering. Is there any chance instead of Mr. Pateka, you would take Noah Östlund?
No, I need someone more NHL ready. We cannot let Pittsburgh devolve into social distress. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, instead of Pateka, I would gladly accept Peyton Krebs. But that's my only offer.
Okay, and I appreciate that offer because I think that we will be going forward with your original offer.
Oh, so Pateka, Bryson, and Fuller for Marcus Peterson.
That's correct.
Accepted, Bruce.
Oh, boy.
Going all in, Chad.
All right. Let's take a quick pause right here. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have 8 defensemen. You have 4 goaltenders on your roster.
That's correct. I expect some phone calls in the future here.
You're shit out of luck, pal.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You have 11 forwards. You said that. I guess you can pull Kulik up, maybe. One of those guys.
Kulik is already up.
Kulik would be up. Okay, so then you have 12 forwards.
Yes.
Oops, I put add a trade, add to roster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get a hard reset here so we can kind of recap where we're at, because that was a big one.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you took it.
So right now you have 1 too many players on your roster, and you have $5.6 million in cap space.
That is correct. All right. So, yeah. All right, my phone seems to be pretty empty right now. I will say that.
You better start calling people trying to dish off some guys.
Oh, hello.
And it's Barry Trotz again.
Oh, Barry.
I want to talk about a completely different trade.
Oh, really? Okay.
As you know, our power play last year was dog water. Bottom 5 in the NHL. I'm looking to change that up a little bit. I'm willing to give you a 4th round pick this season for Victor Olofsson.
A 4th round pick for Victor Olofsson.
His salary's crap. If you retain half, I'll make it, I don't know, a 2nd next season.
You know, Barry, you don't seem very excited about taking this player. It sounds like you might not even want him.
Why would I have called? You think I like wasting my time? I'm 60 years old.
I think you do, because you didn't call friend of the pod, Ben Mathieson, to run your power play.
I don't know who that is. Is that Cody Hodgson's buddy?
Exactly.
So what do you say, Eddie? We got a deal.
Barry, I will give you a little slack here, and I will let you keep your fourth round pick if you give me Tampa Bay's fourth and fifth.
Full salary?
Full salary.
No, I can't do it. It needs to be the fourth. Your old fourth? GMs love to squabble over details.
Of course.
Yeah, Nashville's a lot of picks.
They do have a lot of picks. If you gave me a second pick, what pick would that be?
2024 seventh.
Sure.
All right.
What was it? Nashville's fourth?
Nashville's fourth this year, and then their seventh next year.
In the full boat of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Well, you're under your roster size, Nadi, but now you're back down 11 forwards.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk to Zemgus Gergensens.
Mm.
Okay. Bring it up here. Zemgus Gergensens' agent on the phone. What can I do for you, sir?
We would like to bring our good pal Zemgus back. You know, Terry loves him, and we can't see our team with making their first playoff run since 2011 without him.
Okay, what's your offer?
We'd like to keep him around for a couple of years. We'll go three of those and at a cap hit of $2.1
million. $2.1
million.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I have another team who's got it. Who's at 2 years, but it's $2.85 million. So you got any wiggle room there in the salary? Or can you match that at 2 years, 2.8?
I don't think I can, but because of his place in this organization, and as I said, Terry Pegula is a big fan, we can offer $2.28 million, and we will not rule out Zemgus Gergensen's number 28 being retired for his tenure with the Buffalo Sabres.
3 years, $2.28 million?
Yes.
Okay. In years two and three of that, we want a 15-team no-trade clause.
Absolutely. For Zemgus, anything.
3 years, $2.28 million. Only because Zemgus likes being in Buffalo and has a good thing going there. We'll do that. We'll do 3 years at $2.28 million with a 15-team no-trade in years two and three.
Excellent. We have a deal.
All right.
All right, so that puts us at 11, no, 12 forwards.
12
right?
Now, yes.
12 now? Okay.
Yep.
Get there. All right, I would like to check my phone again.
You have a lot of players to dish off here, buddy.
I do.
Now, Eddie, you can make calls to offer players. Doesn't have to be making
calls. I know. To buy them. Wait for them.
Yes, I'm well aware. I'm stalling. You know what? Let's call Chevy back.
You're really making me remember what this. Shit! I hang on. I gotta fucking look at his face again. When I look at his face, I can do it. Yeah, go ahead. I think I pretty much got it. Down pat. What's going on, Eddie?
So I heard you finally traded Connor Hellebuck. Congratulations.
Yeah, we got hella picks for Hellebuck.
That's incredible. So I was wondering, because he did enjoy his time there, if you would be interested in Eric Comrie competing for your starting position at the goaltender.
Eric Comrie. He's related to Mike, right?
Oh, he sure is.
All right. That's good news. You know, I'm kind of interested, but you know, I probably need, let me see here, looking up my roster. Bear with me a minute. I don't remember my own roster. I'm very elderly. Okay.
A lot of UFAs on that roster. I totally understand.
A lot of UFAs. A lot of them. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Comrie's interesting, but I'm going to need to
I'm gonna need to potentially unload some money onto you here, pal.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna do that. Because I forgot you traded for like 8 defensemen already. I was gonna be a dick, but I'm not gonna be a dick. Yeah, I mean, what are you looking for in return? I mean, I don't have a ton of picks to give up here. I don't have a ton of prospects. So if you did Comrie, I could maybe give you next year's 4th if you give me a 6th this year.
Or for a 6. I am looking at the wrong team's draft picks. Okay, there we go. 4th for a 6th. You know what? I think we have a deal. Unless, no, I'm kidding. We have a deal, Kev.
Chevy, all right, sounds good.
So hold Chevy, on.
We gotta catch up for some golf this year, Chev.
Yeah, we really do. Please keep making me use my fucking voice. I can't remember.
Exactly.
So Eric Comrie for a 4th. So Eric Comrie and a 6th for a 4th.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Is the 6th this year or next year?
The 6th is this year. The 4th is next year.
So I figured. Okay. Okay, down to 3 goaltenders.
We are.
And you still have 8 defensemen. I'd love to know what you're doing with Henry Yokiharju.
That is correct. Oh, there it is. Get me the Seattle Kraken on the line.
Seattle Kraken.
Here we go, bitch. Ronnie Francis.
I know. Hey, Eddie, this is Ronnie Francis.
Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. What can I do for you?
You know, is Jason in the office today?
Hi, I'm here. It's a situation where...
Yeah, shut up, Jason, okay? Let me handle this.
It's a situation where I've been pushed out of the room. Sorry, bye.
All right, what can we... Well, now that all the men are in the room, let's have a serious chat here.
Well, Jason, nope, Ron, nope, you already pushed him out.
Did you call me back in?
No, get out.
You know, congratulations on Seattle making the playoffs this year. I think that you may be looking to upgrade in a couple positions, and there's rumors that you might be losing Vince Dunn.
Yeah, there's rumors.
If one of those GMs come through with an offer sheet. So I'm here to give you a little bit of insurance. And here to offer you one of your buddy Jason's former guys, Henry Yokiharju.
And what would you seek out in exchange there?
I would be looking for a B-tier prospect.
A B-tier prospect. I'm assuming on defense or a net, right? You got 800 forward prospects.
Absolutely.
Let me see what I got here. Carry the 2. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You've got an entire team for that, Ron.
Yeah, well, I just kicked my assistant GM out of the room, okay?
That happens.
He's an idiot. I'm looking here. I mean, my defensive cupboard isn't exactly stocked, but I could probably part with somebody. You know, I mean, we're a new team. We don't exactly have an extensive farm system yet. Oh, boy. The best I can really do. Oh, man, can I even part with this guy? I probably could. He's really freaking good, though. I'm looking. Bear with me a minute here.
Take your time.
All right.
Put Jason back on the line. It's Stone. You can go right ahead.
What?
All right. I'll give you Riker Evans for him. Second round pick in 2021, 35th overall.
Yep, I heard he had a good season in Coachella Valley.
He did. He looked pretty decent.
And that's why we have a deal.
All right.
Riker Evans?
R-Y-K-E-R.
Yeah, I see him. I got him.
Yeah, I see him. This is dumb. I'm mad.
Yokiharju and for Evan straight up?
Straight up.
Straight up.
Yeah, okay. All right. Riker Evans, I'm assuming he's going to the minors.
He will be starting the season making new friends in Rochester.
Okay. All right, so you're at 22. now with $12.3 million in cap space. So the giant elephant in the room is you have Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen here, and he requires waivers.
That is correct. That is a problem for September. I imagine I will be getting another phone call at some point.
Leave it as is.
All right. So way the roster is here for some clarity's sake. Right now we have Stillman penciled in as the Pettersson D pairing. And while Jost is currently slated as one of the 12, he could always end up as a 13th forward just based on the performance of any of the young guys. So I'm going to leave that there. And with my plentiful cap space, we are going to wait until the trade deadline to set up a big move, depending on how things play out. However, I would like to throw a shot in the dark at Mr. Gudas. So can you get his agent on the line, please?
Sure. Yeah.
One moment. You have so many defensemen.
No, I know. He's throwing me off that he wants more. I'm so confused.
They won heavy. Hey, they won heavy last year.
All right. Radko Gudas here.
All right, Radko. Congratulations on making it back to UFA. You had a great poster time there in the playoffs. Good luck in the Stanley Cup. Already happened. Never mind.
Yeah, I won already.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, my client won. What do you need here?
Are you looking for term or are you looking for money?
I think you called me, so I'm looking for an offer.
Yes. Well, I'm just wondering what you're looking for, so to see if I can do some business with you, because I would like you, but I'd not think I would sign you for term just based on the fact that we have a very big crop of defensemen coming in, and we don't want to
put that you is in an a uncomfortable crop.
We don't want to put you in an uncomfortable situation where we have to put you on long term IR or something like that, because you're a player and you definitely want to compete.
Is there going to be an offer here, or what are we doing?
Eddie just loves to talk. He just loves talking in circles with these guys. I think it's part of his plan. I think he likes to throw like misdirection.
You're aggravating Gudas' agent. So this is
Gudas is going to dirty hit you along the board. He's going to slew foot you.
Would you advance your chance for a multi-year contract to next year and with us take a one-year deal for $5 million?
No.
You would not? Okay.
Florida is offering my client 2 years at around 3.5. His family lives there. It's a little bit more clarity, and he really doesn't like to leave. So, no, I think we're going to pass on that one.
All right. I'm just looking out. Have a good day. All right. So now, that's the last defense insurance. We still have Lyubushkin and Stillman to flip that around. We have the break glass of emergency with Luukkonen still in waivers here. If we need to get rid of him, we can in training camp. Back to podcasting here. Just to make sure we're in the same roster here, because mix around. So we got the 12 forwards.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 7 defensemen and we've got 3 goalies.
Correct.
All right.
I'm going to round Skinner, Thompson, Tuck, Greenway, Cousins, Oposo, Middlestat, Krebs, Quinn, Kulik, Yost, Gergensens, Dahlin, DeMello, Pettersson, Power, Lyubushkin, Samuelson, Stillman, Hill, Levi, Luukkonen.
Yeah, I think I'm in a good place here, unless my phone rings at any time here, which I do not expect it to.
Nah, it ain't going to ring.
It ain't going to ring? Okay, let's move on. And for the sake of it, let's call Owen Power and Rasmus Dahlin and make sure that they know that they're part of our core for the long term. And with Rasmus, just to get things out of the way here, let's offer him 8 for $80.
8 years, $80 million, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that.
And then with Owen Power, we would like 8 years, $64 million.
8 times 8. Give me a second on that one. Because look, I mean, here's the deal. As I pull this up, I mean, a client has only played one full year in the league. You know, it's if he has another great season, you know, is it possible that money could go up? So that's kind of the things we're kind of dealing with here. You know, looking at comparables right now, I'm trying to see how that fits in with some recent guys. Somebody's pull up my spreadsheet here, if you don't mind. Just give me 1 second. So, 8 years, $8 million. Tell you what, can we go? What if he went 7 years at $8 million?
I think we can get that to work.
Okay. Then you have yourself a deal.
All right. So they're taken care of, and we are thriving. And then each of those defensemen from Rochester are probably going to come back, but we will keep them out of this exercise for the sake of talking about all these defensemen and all of them getting, you know, in that 800K range.
League minimums, AHL deals.
Yeah. All right. They're all back. We've got our crop in Rochester looking to get into the forward ranks, waiting for hopefully the injury bug doesn't drop there. Let's see. Clegg showed he can be serviceable in case of emergency. Same with Pilot, even though it's not the same as it used to be.
How dare you?
You know, he's on a run right now, though. I'll give him credit. I think we're good.
Locking it in?
I think we're locking it in.
All right. Some interesting breaking news here. We're talking. It is expected that Brad Treliving is going to be the new general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs. According to Darren Dreger. So there's that one for you.
There you go.
Okay, so you got a 22-person roster here, $12.3 million in cap space. Eddie, the question that I have is you really went hard at that defense. Like you're cool giving up 13 overall and Paterka?
Honestly, I think Yuri Kulik is going to take that position and run with it. And, you know, Casey Mittelstadt's been the other name that's been thrown around with that extra guy to go. And I looked up his numbers on the Twins site, and he defensively is right smack dab in the middle of the league. And his offense on the assist side was phenomenal last year. We gave him a lot of slack, and he proved us wrong. I think that he's much, as a center, much more of a guy we can't afford to get rid of. In comparison, we've got a lot of forwards and a lot of wingers that could end up being Paterka's, starting with Kulik.
Yeah. Logical reasoning. Anthony, you got any questions on it or thoughts?
No, I think it was all pretty straightforward. I mean, I was surprised you opted for that Pedersen trade after getting DeMello, which I think Chad kind of just said. And that's when I'm calling Gudas on top of that. I was like, what is happening? But is he going to trade Labushkin? What's going to happen?
I couldn't allow that to happen. I should have to be an asshole. Like, okay, now what are you going to do?
No, I mean, if they can put together a 1 year thing, like it really won't matter. You're going to the cup. Honestly, the goaltending goes, but like that's where you're looking. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think putting the defense aside and not worrying about it for a couple years minimum will be nice, especially I would expect this draft, they're going to start to stockpile some more defensemen with all the forwards that they have right now as some insurance. If Navikov and Komarov don't, you know, develop as quickly. So I think that there's just such a big pipeline of forward. Let's just get rid of let's get the defenseman taken care of, so we don't have to think about, you know, what the what ifs on that side when the next couple of years could be a nice window for the team.
All right. Okay.
You think you've upgraded enough at goaltender?
Enough. It's the voodoo. I don't expect a jump from Lukanen, but if he needs to go in, he did play 33 games this year, and with the better defense, I think that while the numbers might not be, you know, fantastic, you've at least got that. I think having the veteran, these veteran defensemen is going to help Levi out a lot, you know, getting antiquated. He's probably going to go through a wall. And if we're doing the Comrie thing again with Hill, I think that Hill has at least a little bit of a bigger track record to play games and not have to worry about too much where you're going from there. But this is still Levi's team, so
yeah,
it's kind of where we're going there. Yeah,
I get the reasoning. Okay, all right. That was good. That was fun. I feel like there was times that I felt you were under a little bit of pressure, and I kind of like that we put that on you. So I liked how that went. Besides Anthony messing up names and voices, I think it went pretty smoothly.
That was definitely the biggest struggle. Can you give me what would you go with for Mr. Traveling?
Why should we save that for next week? I feel like I had to really lean into the dweeby voice. He's the dweebiest of the dweebies.
Now, Anthony, if you were really like, if you really got into it, you would listen to all the GMs talk and try to like really like get their voice.
No, they all sound Canadian. Come on, get on.
People would not like that. No, and we do this for the people.
All right, that's true. That's true.
I like the fact that I just riff about the defenseman and forgot about Ryan Johnson.
You want Trelleving?
Okay, here we go. Oh boy, welcome to the Mickey Mouse's world of hockey trades, Eddie. Oh, you want to trade with the division rival, huh? Oh, oh let gosh. Me get my assistant GM on the phone.
Gosh.
If Spetsa was still there, that second one kind of would sound like Spetsa. He's got that voice. If he was still there. good. All right, Eddie. I was impressed. You did a good job going through the first time. But as I said, before we let you go, I got to talk a little lacrosse here at the end.
So, oh, boy.
Is history going to repeat itself on Saturday?
So much of it's going to depend on the health of Josh Byrne. Yesterday was, it kind of set up as a shootout, and they didn't have their second ball handler. And it really been showed there. In the middle of the, oh God. It really showed in those middle quarters that they couldn't keep up. But honestly, Byrne or no Byrne, if you look back and just watch the goals, you don't even have to rewatch the game itself. Just looking at the goals, they gave up so many free rides to the net. And for this team, that is very uncharacteristic of them. And the fact that it's going to come down to their defense is kind of surprising based on all the emphasis that they've put on it since last year. And the fact that they didn't really necessarily get goalied yesterday like they would have last year with Dylan Ward. So, you know, honestly, it's just going to come down to, you know, a third game. Both teams are going to come out and probably play, hopefully, from Dana's defense, their best lacrosse. And it's probably going to look like a 9-8, 10-9 if everything goes to plan. And it's just going to have to come down to if the Bandits' offense is high-powered enough to get more goals.
Interesting. Kind of feel like they had a meltdown yesterday, to be honest.
Hmm.
That's kind of a lacrosse thing, though. If once it gets out of hand, that's when you start seeing the extra slashes and cross checks, and it just gets kind of, you know, you just kind of go crazy a little bit. But yeah, they didn't take their first penalty until midway through the second quarter. If that's really, you know, more of a telltale sign than the end of the third when things were already starting to get out of hand. It's not necessarily like a composure thing or anything like you'd see in hockey. It's more just, you know, just let the guys hit each other for a little bit. That's one of the things that lacrosse allows itself for. If it was a regular season game, you probably would have seen a couple more fights and those kind of things. But what was interesting with that is they had their presser after the game, and it was just Tavares and then Steve Priolo. And Tavares pretty much said that, like, if we stay out of the box we have a chance. If we don't stay out of the box, we're in trouble. And then Priolo pretty much implied that the reason that they were losing their composure is that on those crease dives that were, you know, piling up, they kept landing on Vino's feet and going right at him. And it's, you know, it's kind of a both ways there. You need to keep them out of so many crease dives and so many cross crease kind of plays that it's like, if at least, especially from a mammoth perspective, like if they're getting yelled at and chirped, like they're pretty much telling them like, stop us. So it's, yeah, like I said, it's just probably going to all come to, you know, a classic one game. Everyone's going to be, you know, at their best. And it's a matter of who can kind of just keep that composure and stuff, because both teams took a lot of penalties in both games, but when it was all said and done, I think 42 was the final number of penalty minutes that the Bandits took. And yeah, if it wasn't for that third quarter 5-on-3, it might have been a little easier for them to spark a comeback, but it just wasn't in the cards.
All right, so make an alternate prediction. Who wins on Saturday?
Oh, I hate this.
It's okay. You can say they're going to lose. They've lost a couple in a row. So
I know. I know. I don't have any obligations to either of them either. If Burn plays, we'll say 12-9 with an empty netter or two. If Burn doesn't play, I think let's be fun here. Let's say the game goes into overtime tied at 9, and then, you know, Dane does the Dane thing and just takes over and continues the Bandits' unreal success in overtime this year to to finally get his first championship.
All right. I like it. I like it.
Before we wrap this up, yes, we had to pour one out because the guy who really like made these what they are,
Jim Rutherford, did not appear on the show today, Chad.
That's right.
It's
nobody
the first time. It's the first time he's never been appeared on the show.
I think that he did. That was just who was behind the ghost mask in Pittsburgh.
Right. Oh, you think Jimmy Rutherford is still pulling the strings, Eddie?
Yeah, but he's got that mask. You can't really hear him.
Oh, it's a good point, Edward. You're such a smart little boy. Would you like a caramel candy from my suit pocket?
I'm gonna hang up.
All right, let's wrangle this back in here. Sorry, do you want to talk one more hockey thing before we go? Amerik's down 3-1, going to Hershey tomorrow for game 5. Do we think they make it back to Rochester? Eddie, you can go first.
No.
Anthony?
I do. I think they'll make it back to Rochester. I don't think that just the culture of the organization, whatever, they're not, I don't think they're going to come out like flat or like they've already admitted defeat or anything. It's a young team. They're still going to have their legs. I think you get a good game out of Subban, who, you know, he's been relatively solid. You know what I mean? Throughout the playoffs.
He was so good yesterday.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think they do. I think they squeak one out and get it back home, and anything could happen from there.
I'm with Anthony. For some reason, I feel like they're going to win tomorrow. One more question. Make the end on questions, Eddie. One more question related to the Amerks. The Savoy play tomorrow. Anthony, you go first.
Oh, man. No.
Eddie?
No.
I don't think he does either. I think it'd be a mistake, but I don't think he does either.
Yeah, leave it on Sutterquist coming in and getting an assist to open the game. That's just like nail in the coffin stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it has to be Cedarquist, the guy that comes out, but I don't know. Maybe it's a conversation for another day. I like he shouldn't have come in the first place. I like Cedarquist. I think there's some other things you can do, some other guys you could pull out, but I get it. I mean, I get it. If Appert wants to go with the guys I got him in at the end of the day, I'm not gonna kill him over it, you know.
Can we talk about how good that forward group is now, though? Like part of this mock off season, just looking at those lines and like that is an AHL team right there. Like that team is built to go on the run that they're on right now.
Yeah. Especially the guys that, you know, it's young guys that get better as the season goes on, right? So it's
right.
Rosine hitting that peak, it's Cooley hitting that peak, it's you know, Cedarquist, Kozak, all those guys hitting that peak. That's nice. Would have been nice if Johnson would have signed a month ago, but you know, it is what it is. I think they could use another puck moving defenseman. That's hurt them the last two or three games. Yeah, it wasn't as clean as game one, that's for sure.
But yeah, how about that, Ryan Johnson side?
Yeah, right. It should just blow by that, right? We should kind of mention that, right?
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. I mean, he said he wanted to, you know, stay in school and finish that up. And, you know, we said a lot of people he was talking to and deciding to. I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm not going to go after a guy for wanting to stay in school and finish that up. Nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, I mean, it's nice to get him under. You know, a lot of people know that I'm a big fan of his. I think it's closer to Nature Righty than maybe some other people do, but I'm excited. I'm excited that he's around. I think that really improves the defense. And then you got, you know, Novikov, Homarov signs too, but he has to go back to juniors next year. But you're going to have Novikov in the AHL next year with Johnson and some of the, you know, free agents or guys they bring back too. So they'll have some young guys there.
Yeah, for having like a very distinct lack of prospect depth on D, that's a big deal.
Yeah, all of a sudden they show up. Oh, by the way, Mats Lindgren's still out there too.
Yep.
So yeah, fun. Good times ahead, that's for sure. All right, so that's it. We'll put a bow on Mock Season 1.0. Eddie Tabone, Professor Bones goes through first, puts together his roster, some big moves in there, some interesting moves that I'm sure people will have comments on, so get ready to have your phone kind of hit you tomorrow, Eddie. So yeah, be ready for that and defend yourself in some cases from some people, I'm sure.
Hey, I got 33 games out of Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen after ranking him higher than Levi. So
that's true.
I'm ready for it.
You did. That's true. All right. So Eddie, thanks again for joining us. Really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you enjoyed this one. And then maybe we'll leave it up to a mystery, Anthony, which one of us go next week. We'll kind of flip a coin or something. We won't tell people until the episode starts. So it'll be interesting.
Nice.
Who goes next week. We'll do it that way.
Sounds good to me, buddy.
Right. So we will talk to you next week. Enjoy the rest of the Amerik series. Stanley Cup Finals also beginning as well. And we'll talk to you soon. See ya.